contrary to popular belief, after the show, we sometimes have stuff we have to do around the building before we can go and everything. So I was here for a while upstairs in the office, and another staff member came in and started talking to me, saying, "Hey, Stoops, do you know blah, 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 blah?" And there was a bug kind of hanging off her nose. You know, just kind of just poking
was
through.
Was that coming out of the hole, or was it just on the front hanging off of her nose?
It was coming out of the nostril.
That's good.
It wasn't hanging off Rudolph style. That'd be really impressive.
I was confused by your gesture there.
See, in that instance, if someone has a bug on the tip of their nose...
It's like they placed it there.
Yeah, you say, what the hell's wrong with you?
Where's the camera?
They defied gravity with that one. Unless their nose faces the wrong direction, something like that. Then maybe they could pull it off. Even then. But, so this bug is just hanging there. And she's talking to me. And then it drops. Okay? It's like, she's talking to me for a couple minutes, and it's hanging there the entire time. I'm like, should I say something about that bug? Do I know her good enough to say something about that bug? Like, how well do you have to know someone to be able to say something about their bug hanging? You know? Have you ever seen, like, the instance where, like, the bug is, like, up into the nostril, and it's not really officially hanging? You have the vantage point where you're, like, looking up,
yeah,
and you can see the bug? Well, no, this one was below... it was no longer in the nostril. It was 50% and more out of the nostril at this point. So it's hanging there for a while. So at first I'm contemplating, what do you say? And then it falls off and it lands on her chest, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Like on this white blouse. And it's just sitting there. And I'm like, oh my God.
That's when you either laugh or say something. Whatever happens first.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so awkward though, you know? Isn't it?
Excuse me, there is a booger on your shirt.
Is that what you say?
Is that so hard?
Or do you go like, just like brush your own shirt and see?
Well, if
you got some food right there. Maybe you could do that. Say if you,
food?
You got some food.
What if
there.
They think it's food and they eat it? Like if they had guacamole or something for a lunch. Oh, there.
Hmm. That's even better.
It
the
is
second
a tasty,
time.
Yeah.
It is a tasty burger.
It is a tasty booger.
So you'd actually say something to him?
I would.
Before or after the drop? That's the key. Would you point it out to him before?
Well, if it was hanging out as much as you made it seem,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Booger, hanging out.
539-9750 or 238-0975. And what is it? Even if you know someone well, it's kind of, hey, you got a bug. It's just still kind of awkward. What if they have an eye booger? You call them out on that or you just, nah, it's whatever. It's fine. An eyelash is easy. If someone's got like an eyelash on their face, then, hey, you got an eyelash. Because it's not, you know, disgusting.
Yeah. Well, my friends and I, we say you got a bat in the cave.
You have a bat in the cave.
Yeah.
But you say that to each other amongst friends, right?
Yeah, but you can just make the arm movements like a bat, and they'll know, like if you're in a crowd.
I got you. Yeah, that's a discreet way. That's a good way to do it. But what if it's... What if it's somebody that's not in on that little, see, you know, like someone who you like to talk, like maybe not a close friend, maybe you don't feel comfortable, the friendship hasn't reached, you've got a bug hanging yet.
I would just like rub my nose underneath and kind of give them the eye signal.
Ah, so maybe it's like a subconscious type of, maybe they'll rub their nose too type of thing maybe?
Yeah, I would make it obvious to them what I was doing though.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks for calling in.
The bat arm flap in public?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Does that really work? Like, won't people think you're crazy if you're...
Yeah, I guess that would be a little bit odd. Out like a K-State...
Yeah.
K-State game and you start flapping your arms around or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you could just do the hand bat signal, you know?
The happy hands?
Where you link the thumbs together and do a little bat motion. Maybe you could do that and that'd be a little bit... Just do that in front of yourself. Hey.
That looks like an angel.
Maybe you could have an angel in the cave.